Ron Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Days after a temporary truce fell apart, Israeli forces have expanded their ground operation into southern Gaza. The IDF's Daniel Hagari.
We will operate in maximum force against Hamas terrorists and infrastructures while minimizing harm to the civilian that Hamas places around them as shields.
Thousands who fled to Khan Yunis at the beginning of the war have been advised to evacuate. Divers have discovered the remains of five people on board a U.S. Air Force Osprey that crashed off Japan last week. Reporter Lucy Kraft from Tokyo.
Japanese news media said the crew members were discovered with what's believed to be the front section of the wrecked aircraft.
The Supreme Court takes up the case of Purdue Pharma today and the role of the Sackler family in the nation's opioid crisis. CBS's Jan Crawford spoke to Ellen Isaacs, who lost her son.
Do you blame the Sacklers for Ryan's death?
I do.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
There's excitement surrounding Carroll University basketball this year. Head coach Lindsey Schultz and the Pioneer women are fired up to deliver another winning season in the CCI.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of bird flu is confirmed in Wisconsin, this time at a commercial chicken farm in Barron County. This after recent confirmed cases in Taylor and Trumbull counties. State and federal agricultural officials say the birds have been euthanized to keep the disease from spreading. The next Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign is already underway. Waukesha judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel announced he's running last week. Observers say his early entry shows how much is at stake.
We're in ground zero here in Wisconsin, so I would expect this to be a big race and really to have the world's attention, the country's attention. So, yep, this is going to be a big one.
Patrick Garassi helped run Janet Protasiewicz's campaign. He was on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Last night, downtown Waukesha was alive with bands, floats, and a bustling crowd as the city celebrated its annual Christmas parade. The event marks 2 years since the attack when Daryl Brooks recklessly drove through the parade, resulting in the loss of 6 lives and injuring 60 others. Parade organizers ensured heightened security measures and aimed to convey a powerful message of resilience through this year's festivities. A truck collided with a train in Slinger Saturday, resulting in one person being taken to the hospital. The driver, who was found seemingly uninjured behind the wheel, reportedly drove around active railroad crossing arms and was struck by the train. The investigation concluded that the driver was not impaired and it was determined to be an operator error. It was found that the railroad company was not at fault and the delivery driver was cited. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers over the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. The final, Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. After a 4-game losing streak, the Packers now won 4 of their last 5 games. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how the offense is improving.
Certainly there's a trust, just making sure that we get the protection that's needed. You know, guys in the receiver room and tight end room are making plays in the passing game.
The Chiefs fall to 8-4, and next week they host the Buffalo Bills. Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones.
I go by the 5-minute rule. You got 5 minutes to complain. You got 5 minutes to get it all out.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to play the New York Knicks tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee held on to beat the Hawks 132-121 over the weekend. Adrian Griffin.
You know, we played a tough Atlanta team. They could really score the ball. I don't think they missed in the first half, and we just weathered the storm.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today, with highs around 36.
Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 29 tonight, chance for snow. 38 tomorrow, chance of snow. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl, you look like you've been to the car wash and they got all that gray out your head.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. And I finally fulfilled my debt to one Mr. Gilbert Brown, as we made a bet several weeks ago that if the Detroit Lions lost to the Green Bay Packers, I would have my hair, dyed. And so, yeah, you know, my hair has now changed colors. And, Earl,
You look good, man. I'm going to, I hope everybody can see this podcast here, or whatever we call it, to see what you really look like.
Well,
we got to get Calvin to throw up a before and after. I think everybody gonna like the after.
I got some before and after stuff, man. But I tell you what, I got up this morning and my pillowcase was full of hair dye. My wife said, "What is this?" I said, "No, well, no, only joking, man." But yeah, man. So I look a couple of years younger.
And the missus is the hairstylist, right?
Yeah.
She did a hell of a job. I ain't think that could be fixed. She did a hell of a job.
What do you mean? You didn't think it could be fixed?
She did wonders. I might have to start going to her.
And you know, man, if the Lions hadn't lost that game, this was still.
The Lions facility is probably 25, 30 minutes from my house. I'm going to go up there and send them boys a box of cheese. and a bag of kitty litter. And say, "Thank you, guys. Y'all really made my day."
So, man, I feels different, you know.
Like you'll never bet me again. That's what it feels like.
Well, yeah, that's true. If it means that I have to change my identity, I think I'll never bet you again. You know? hey, imagine if it was the other way around and I said to you, "Gilbert, you got to dye everything gray." And I would have lost. I would have won. And Gilbert,
Earl, I'm trying to tell you, there was no way I was losing. That's why I made the bet. No way.
Well, so let's.
The Detroit Lions are the Detroit Lions, well, period.
Well, I saw the Detroit Lions yesterday. They were up 21-0 in the first 7 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. You didn't see
who were they playing? Do you remember who they was playing?
Who are the Lions playing, man? How can I forget that?
See that? It's that die going to your brain.
Who were the Lions playing yesterday?
I can't tell you because I ain't waste my time watching.
Hey, Calvin, can you check that out for me, please?
It was the New Orleans Saints.
The New Orleans Saints in New Orleans.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
Come on, man. That's who took? They almost lost that game.
Yeah, it wound up 33-28.
Why did they almost lose that game?
Because
Derek Carr went out, and they put that other boy in.
Yeah, but hey, does that matter?
Oh yeah, it matters.
Okay, so why did it matter when the Packers played the Saints, and Derek Carr went out, and they put that other boy in, and the Packers won? What? You forget.
Because.
Hey, look.
Because.
This old man remembers.
When they put that other boy in, everybody said, oh, we got this game right here. We got this right here. They put that other boy in.
But this is, you forget, this old man, he remembers all those things, right?
You know. You can't keep calling yourself old, man. You ain't got no gray hair.
Hey, let's get to the brass tacks. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you believe in the Green Bay Packers? Or is it fool's gold?
Are you asking me?
967-2789. The listening audience, you watched the game yesterday.
Let me break it down before you get to running off at the mouth.
That was Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Excuse me, that the Packers defeated yesterday.
No. Get it right. The defending world champion.
Oh, yeah.
Get it right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Now, if Calvin, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Back last week, I told you what was going to happen. I told you, Earl, that we're going to take down the after we beat them, after we take the Lions for a walk. We're going to go up in there, we're going to beat up on them Chiefs.
Hey, Gilbert.
So Taylor Swift and Kelce and Mahomes took their butts home with that L.
So you told me six other times this year that the Packers was going to win. So let's not act like every time you said that.
No, I didn't say that.
Six losses.
But I put my finger on two games. And everybody that's listening, and Calvin can pull it up. I said we was going to beat the Detroit Lions. And we're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And you going to dye your hair black.
Hey, man. Let me put it this way, man. As I was watching that game yesterday, Jordan Love, they were calling for the backup quarterback three games ago. You remember?
Preach, man. Preach.
I mean,
break it down, baby.
The fans. I was reading some of the stuff.
What else was they calling for? What else was they calling for?
They were calling for A.J. Dillon to be gone. Man, A.J. Dillon, you know how old A.J. Dillon is, Gilbert?
No, sir.
25. Ooh. Still young.
What would I give to be 25?
It seemed like.
You look like you're 25.
It seemed like he's been there a long time, man. He's only 25, which means he has his whole career still ahead of him. And he's one of the oldest players on the offense at 25. Now, I wasn't good.
Earl, I want to say something. We beat the defending world champions, and we're still not at full strength.
Hey, Gil, the defending world champions are beatable because they've lost four games. Gilbert, they've lost four games now.
They only lost three till they got to us.
Right. But so they're beatable. They're not.
Who else gonna beat them?
They've lost four games now. Okay. So this ain't the Super Bowl.
You
champion.
Know what? This is like the days of our lives right here. Kansas City lost to Detroit. We beat Detroit. We beat Kansas City. We're good, man.
Well, let me put it this way.
People call in and help me out.
You know, Gilbert, you also, there were also people calling for the ouster of the coach.
Joe Barry.
Not only Joe Barry, but the head coach. They wanted to see him gone.
Oh, yeah. Left floor.
Yeah. So it turns out, look at what they were able to do. They were able to get rid of Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers and get 15 to 17 starters, Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Man, did you hear me? Mm-hmm. Young players.
Yeah.
That they can have for, a half a decade, maybe a decade or more. And these cats are starters, man. They got 15 rookies from last year that's on the team and playing, Gilbert. I mean, all of that for Aaron Rodgers.
Earl, did you see the play of those receivers yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw
them. Did you see some of those catches that they normally drop? Them boys, I'm telling you, they're getting ripe, man. They smell playoffs. They smell it.
Well, so.
And your prediction of 9-what?
It was 9-8 or 8-9.
But you said off air, you said what? They got a chance to do what?
Run the table. Yeah.
That will put that record at what?
10-6, man, which is.
It'd be 11-6.
I don't think there was anybody, for the most part, who was willing to mortgage their house that the Packers would be where they are right now.
I would have.
Come on, Gilbert. I remember some of the conversations we had. I told you I got a good memory, man.
You ain't got a good memory. You showed us that dive, man. I'm telling you. Tickling your brain.
Hey, 844-967-2789. Did you see the game last night? I got to tell you, man, it was really an exciting game. It was almost like a playoff game, man.
It was classic game. It was classic weather. It was snowing all day. It was cold.
Classic. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll talk shortly.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Albert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Show, and under the helmet with the Grave Digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And, you know, people are getting on board the Love Train now, Gilbert. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. Listen to this. There's just no way the Packers can have three straight Hall of Fame quarterbacks, is it? Oh, I'm sorry. They're already on their way. There are people who are chiming in, Gilbert. Jordan Love has made dazzling throws all year, but they were mixed with stretches of inaccuracy. Now the inconsistency is mostly gone, and it's just dazzling. Jordan Love's doing this with what will literally be the youngest group of wide receivers and tight ends in NFL history at the end of the season, just impressive. Jordan Love is cutting the heck up big time, catch by catch. Watson is back in the back of the end zone. All right, that's a disgusting drive by Jordan Love. Holy hell, Jordan Love just looked like an absolute superstar quarterback on the drive, a bona fide franchise quarterback. And he's looking more and more like it on a lot of other drives as well. Speaking of hot, Jordan Love has now completed 18 of 21 passes for 187 yards, three touchdowns, 143.4 rating. The kid can't miss. For the fourth straight week, he's having the best games of his career. That's Jordan Love. Let's go to Rico. From Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing good. Yeah. Guys. How you guys doing, Earl?
Rico, man, what's up, baby? I mean,
hey, man, you know, I've been watching football since the 60s, man, and I know Green Bay's my team and everything, but, man, I just can't help but think, I don't know if I've ever seen such a young team take off and play this well together this quick. And Gilbert, I have to ask you, man, in those first couple years in the league, and this is why I kind of thought this going into the season, how much of it is these first and second year cats be playing with that eye of the tiger? They want to plant that flag in the ground and say, I'm legit. I belong in the NFL. And that's why, you know, I thought coming out this season, these boys are going to come to play because they want to prove they belong here. They belong in the NFL. And maybe they're going to get some pay, too, along the way. How much of that, Gilbert?
I'm going to tell you this, Rico. Jordan Love, he's doing it the professional way. He's not out here running off at his mouth telling you, I told you so. I'm going to just show you how I play. Because remember this. Remember earlier. When they were saying, Mark Murphy and them were saying, oh, we're going to give him eight games and then we're going to see if we're going to do this, that, and the other. How you think they feel now? How you think they feel now? I've been tooting this boy horn all the way through. Get on the Love Train. I got my man Earl with dark hair, so I'm doing good, man. Rico, you should see him, man. He looked by a mess. No, he don't.
I bet Earl look about 20 years younger today, don't he?
He sure do.
He look younger, Gilbert.
He got a new haircut because usually he had a chia pet haircut. Now he got the high and tight military all black. He looks like a shiny new Cadillac.
Leave the humor up to me, man. We'll be better off.
Hey
Rico, you know the Packers got 5 games left. They really could run the table. There's no reason why they can't run the table. And I don't think even Gilbert can say this, but nobody would have believed that the Packers could have wound up 11-6. Even though they've got a pretty easy schedule, they knew that going. Everybody said early on their schedule wasn't the toughest, but it's still, 11-6 is 11-6.
And check the tape before that Detroit game. That was how I finished my conversation with you before you made that egregious bet with Gilbert. I said, believe. You've got to believe. I for one, Earl, and I did believe.
I know you're a homer, man. You're like it. Gilbert. You're a homer. You know.
Yeah.
You're gonna go with the Packers. You know, it doesn't matter. Come hell or high water.
I legitimately thought they could play.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert, here's a guy who said,
before you go, I love me some Rico, man. I love me some Rico. I like him, man.
This guy said, I take everything back about Jordan Love. I was wrong. This guy who's... I don't know what site this is, but he said, I take everything back I said about Jordan Love. I was wrong. Thing about Jordan Love is 6'5". He really throws a long ball pretty good. And his mobile. Huh?
His mechanics is awesome.
He's got a smooth release.
Awesome. He's finding the guys in those little no-hit pockets, man. He's moving around, seeing the field, and the receivers are waking up. They waking up at the right time.
I think part of it, too, Gilbert, is they know his strengths. The coaching staff knows his strengths, and they're calling plays that don't put him in a situation. Right?
They're not holding back no more.
Yeah.
There's no need to hold back now. Yeah. We 12 games in. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, they opened, they're opening it up for him. And when you can throw the ball down the field, you really do put pressure on any defense. When they got to worry about you stretching that field, that means the lineman got to get to that quarterback. Right? I mean, you played the line. I mean, it's a lot of pressure on you.
Well, here's the dynamics of it, Earl. You usually got to have a running game to open up stuff.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? He don't have that running game like he needs to have that running game to open stuff up. This boy is doing it on his own. Do you hear me? People don't realize the dynamics of the game and what he's doing. He's doing it on his own.
Hey Gilbert, you know, I got to call you on that because please. I didn't see a lot of pressure on him. The offensive line is playing better.
You know what? You're right, Earl. They coming to play.
Under the helmet with the grave digger, 844-967-2789. All is right with the world. The Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
And Earl has a new color.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new Democratic minority leader has a good relationship with Governor Evers and can work with Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahue. That's according to J.R. Ross of WisPolitics on WISN-TV's Upfront. Senate Democrats chose Diane Hasselbein of Middleton to take over now that Melissa Agard is running for Dane County Executive. Ross says it remains to be seen if Hasselbein is an effective fundraiser. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Three New Berlin police officers have been placed on administrative leave after a 28-year-old man who was arrested during a traffic stop Saturday died shortly after being taken to the hospital. The man was said to have been cooperative with officers during the arrest, and the department reports that he became unresponsive at the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Department is now handling the investigation. The chair of Milwaukee's host committee for the 2024 RNC convention is pleased with the progress of fundraising efforts. Reince Priebus is aiming to raise $68 million before next summer. On WISN 12's Upfront program, Priebus highlighted the bipartisan nature of the effort. The Kenosha County native Priebus also defended RNC chairwoman Rona McDaniel's performance after criticism from some GOP candidates. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WAUK News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers over the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. The final, Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. After a four-game losing streak, the Packers now won four of their last five games. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how the offense is improving.
Certainly there's a trust, just making sure that we get the protection that's needed. You know, guys in the receiver room and tight end room are making plays in the passing game.
The Chiefs fall to 8-4, and next week they host the Buffalo Bills. Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones.
I go by the 5-minute rule. You got 5 minutes to complain. You got 5 minutes to get it all out.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to play the New York Knicks tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee held on to beat the Hawks 132-121 over the weekend. Adrian Griffin.
You know, we played a tough Atlanta team that could really score the ball. I don't think they missed in the first half, and we just weathered the storm.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today, with highs around 36. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 29 tonight, chance for snow. 38 tomorrow, chance of snow. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
So long.
could turn back the hands.
Calvin, come on, man. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravediggers on the Earl Ingram Show.
Calvin. I love me some Calvin. I tell you, I love me some Calvin.
So turning back the hands of time. Let me ask you something, Gilbert. We spent some time, you know, dissecting the Packers the first half of the season. Spent a lot of time challenging the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And you constantly said all of it is predicated on whether or not those boys can block. Mm-hmm. And it didn't look like initially that they could block. Well, they had some injuries. But Gilbert, it looks like they can block.
If you look from where they start from day one to now, they done did some shuffling on that offensive line.
Right.
You know, put a guy here, put a guy there. They still trying to find that right nucleus combination. But right now, them boys got pride, man. They going to go out and they going to battle. They going to battle to the end.
Well, you know, battling, I think all they need to do, because Love has what Rodgers had, and that's a quick release, right? He's got that. He doesn't need a whole lot of time, but if you can give him just a little, yeah, he's got a quick release. He moves around in the pocket. And
because these Chiefs don't have a slouch defensive line either. They got a Pro Bowl up in there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, they got a lot of young players on the defense themselves. And we can say whatever we want to say about them. And the Packers now clearly look like you gotta worry about them.
Right? You better worry about them.
Yeah.
You better worry about them.
And especially in Lambeau, you know.
I told a guy in the box when I was watching the game, I told him, I said, man, back when we was playing, remember how Mike Tyson, before he put his boots on, they were beat.
Yeah.
That's how we was at Lambeau Field. Before they put their shoes on, they were beat.
Well, so
that mystique coming back.
So the psychological part of football, maybe unless you play it, we really don't know. Fans can only go by, you know, what we see. We don't know about the psychological part of it. But, you know, we think football is all physical.
It's not. 90% mental.
I know. We always hear that. But we see cats knocking each other around. We can't see. The average person can't.
You can knock a cat around, but if you don't know where you're going, you're just wasting your time. If you don't know the dynamics of the defense or where you're supposed to be on offense, you can be physical. You can be 6'8", 4'2", speed. But if you're not in the right mental area or the right mentally to run that route like you're supposed to, you're garbage.
So let's delve into the remainder of the Packers schedule. Kind of take a look. 844-967-2789. So the fans who are excited about what they saw yesterday, just so they know that that was not a mirage.
A mirage. Like your hairdo. A mirage.
Not a mirage. That this is real. Next Sunday, the Packers play the New York Giants. And I think the Giants might be, you know, 4-8. You know, I mean, just.
Okay, but we were just talking about mentality, Earl. You can't go up in there thinking they 4-8. Because in New York, that's a different story.
Yeah, they're playing in New York.
Can't go up in New York thinking, oh, they 4-8. We about to whoop them.
They don't have a quarterback, Gilbert.
You can't do that, Earl.
So what you're saying is you can't take anybody for granted.
You can, not right now. We can't take. We on the same level with everybody. We got to figure out a way to win.
Then that's what they can do. Then they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home, and the Buccaneers always have trouble coming into Green Bay in December.
Oh yeah.
It's been that way for a long time. I don't care.
Back when they had all Stott and Ward done, the nightmares, we still handled that A train.
Well, coming into that cold weather, psychologically, it's something for somebody coming from Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then the Carolina Panthers, who are 1-11. Hey, man.
Wow.
The Panthers are 1-11.
Wow.
And the Packers have them. Can they? Well,
That's three.
Then at Minnesota. And the Vikings, look, clearly, once they lost their quarterback, you know, season is just about done. You know.
Oh, so you saying Kirk Cousins was that guy?
You know that, man. Come on, man.
Kirk Cousins, the sub maker, was that guy.
Hey, man, Kirk Cousins was and is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And he has
Okay, man, go to the next. Go to the next.
He has been for a number of years, man. Come on, man.
Who's next?
And then they play the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Our warm-up team.
So it wouldn't be a surprise if the Packers ran the table.
That's what I want for Christmas, Earl. 11-6. That's what I want for Christmas.
Let me ask you, man. You go up to Lambeau. You were up there yesterday. And you were up there earlier in the season. Have you seen the change in the fans and in how excited they are?
Oh my God. I do a tailgate party at Stadium View, which is down the street from Lambeau Field. And I get up on stage and I get the crowd all riled up. Last night, I knew somebody was gonna get their tail kicked. I knew it. Just by way of how the fans were so amped up. People, them poor people walk around in them red shirts looking like Santa Claus. Everybody waiting on Taylor Swift to show up. Oh, there she go. Man,
you know, the amazing thing is the Packers have some high draft choices next year. They're really building, you know, a young dynasty.
They're about four players away, Earl.
Yeah, but they've got some high draft choices next year, and clearly they know talent. They got the right guys who know talent, because again, I always say the Bears.
Gutekunst. Yeah,
he knows talent because
the talent dude.
I just said you go by the Bears and the Lions. And the Lions haven't been this good since 1962.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been losing every year. They've been getting high draft choices. Mm-hmm. And they have not been able to turn it around. The Packers were able to turn it around with high draft choices in a couple of years. Clearly, the evaluation of talent is really what it's all about.
What does G mean on the side of the helmet?
What's it mean, man?
Greatness.
Oh, man, come on. Come on.
Greatness.
Hey, Gilbert. So I watched the football game, college football game, Saturday.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Gilbert.
It's a trap.
And there was one team that had G on its helmet. Did that stand for greatness, too?
No, they're stand for going to lunch.
Hey,
Alabama took them to lunch.
Let me put all the rest of this stuff aside, man.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to spend a little more time up in Lambeau then? with things being the way they are now, right?
Hey, man, I'm up to every home game. Every home game, I'm up there. Every home game.
So that excitement, that energy, you know, early on in, you know, the season, there were tickets. The first Lion game, there were more Lions in Lambeau than there were Packer fans.
Yeah, it sure was.
But that's over now.
But did you see how many Packer fans was in the Lions place? No. Y'all ain't saying, don't nobody want to say nothing about that.
No, I didn't notice that.
Okay, that's probably why they got their tails kicked. That's probably why you got to sit there with your head dyed.
Hey man, let me ask you.
Don't cut it off.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
The running game for the Packers.
Yeah.
Is improved as well.
They had two more running backs out there.
Yeah, they did.
They had two more running backs out there. And we don't know the prognosis on Jones, do we?
No.
He's not out for the season, right?
He's not out for the season, but, you know, they don't need the rushing back now. Because they found out that they can kind of play better. I still hold the fort with him out, without him having, you know, played.
A.J. Dillon, they call him Quadzilla. Quadzilla is doing just fine.
You know, 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on the Packer game yesterday. I would say this, Gilbert, if you look at the Central Division, and it's not exactly, you know, the best division, but, you know, the Packers clearly look like they could be the best team in that division. Well, except for the Detroit Lions.
Earl, Lions jumped out there, but we grabbed they back and told them, hold on, homeboy. Don't go too far. We right behind you. Imagine this though, Earl.
You're not right behind.
If we get 11-6, imagine if we had to play the Lions again.
Hey, Gilbert, they're not right behind them. The Lions.
Oh, we're right behind them. We're right behind
them. The Lions are 9-3.
Okay? By talent, we right behind them.
Okay. Well, I only go by wins and losses.
Okay. You know. Why you keep defending them and you sitting over there with all that dying?
Hey, they're 9-3, man. Okay, you can't take that away from them.
Nah, you can't take it away from them, but you're trying to put them too far out of the atmosphere for us to catch them.
Well, the Packers are 6-6, man.
Right now?
Okay. 9-3, 6-6.
Dark hair, white hair. Hey, what
hey man, 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Oh, darling, please let me come back home. Your love has been so good to me, baby, and I just realized without it I can't go on. Cause for you're the other half that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a love so sweet. I could turn back the hand of time. Oh, baby, I love you. Girl, I need you.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Project.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Shaw, WAUK.
All right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same as well. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. You say what?
Well, Earl, I hate to be the Debbie Downer here, but the way what happened in the last 2 minutes of that game is like Kansas City got robbed. That was the poorest officiating that I've ever seen in my entire life. When Mahomes was running for a first down and he's standing up, he didn't slide, and the guy knocked him out of bounds. That was a horrible call. The one that the receiver should have got interference on the 5 yard line. That was terrible. We shouldn't have won that game. And you know, it's all pumped up as we are, it's like a gigantic asterisk on the end of that. So Gilbert, what do you think about the officiating? I just turned on the radio, so I didn't listen earlier. I'm sorry.
So Gary, is Gary a Kansas City Chief fan?
No, I'm a big Packer fan. But
well, then Gary, shut up. What are you doing? What are you doing, man?
He's being Gary, man.
I see. But you got to do this, man. You know, they got a big. Hey, they had all the opportunities in the world to win. They had a big 15-yard penalty. You got to give defense credit where credit is due. They locked the boys down when they had to, because they wasn't stopping them. Every possession they got until that fourth quarter was points. Defense finally showed up at the end of the game and shut it down. Regardless of the help of the referees or not, them boys played pretty good, man. And you're going against the defending world champions. What else do you want, G-Money? What else do you want?
Four of their players are out on injuries, you know. I mean, I'm a big Packer fan. I was so excited, but then, you know, I just felt like, man, again, we didn't deserve that. And there's going to be a lot of problems that these referees,
Gary,
be, you know,
Gary, what is wrong with you? Gary, you must have rolled out of bed and bumped your head on something. Is you crazy?
No, I'm happy.
We got to take these wins when we get them, Gary.
Yeah. Hey, another question, Gilbert. You said that you're at these rallies. Do you also get tickets to the games too, so you get to go in, or do you just sit there and watch it?
Hey, man, hey, Gary. Okay. Thank you very much for the call, man. Gilbert, you want to respond?
Do I get tickets? Gary, I got a key to the back door, man.
Hey,
what is wrong with Gary?
Hey, man.
I love you, Gary, but don't wake up like that.
So let me ask you this, man. As you know, a couple games back, I was asking about. Hey, well, we didn't talk about the defense.
I was trying to allude to it when Gary was running off at the mouth with that crazy stuff he was talking.
We really didn't talk about the defense, and you know, Patrick Mahomes hadn't been. He had only been sacked 15 times the entire season, and the Packers got him 3 or 4 times and kept pressuring him.
Van Ness got a sack yesterday. Gary got a sack yesterday. Smith got a sack yesterday.
Well, they kept pressure on him.
That's what they need to do. Joe Barry whipped up something. Now, let's say now.
Well, they wanted to get rid of Joe Barry, man. Come on.
There you go. Each possession, though, Kansas City's just about scored on everyone.
Right.
Until the fourth quarter, when we needed the defense to lock them down. That's what they did. Joe Barry did his job yesterday. And how many points did Kansas City score?
18 to 19.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you. I've been saying that all year. If they get past 25, it's shocking to me. Joe Barry doing his job, man.
You know,
maybe some people may not like it, but he's doing his job. If offense can score more than 20 points, we win. I'm gonna put it out there. If the offense can score more than 20 points, we win.
You know, after it's all said and done, you said the Packers didn't stop them. They only scored 19 points. Yeah. And so it doesn't matter.
Earl, for the consecutive two or three games, we scored in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah.
We took it right down like we did against Detroit and scored.
Yeah, well, they set the tone. There's no question that they set the tone. And let me ask you, you played the game. Mm-hmm. The more you win these games, the more you believe, and your belief goes up.
Your confidence level go up, man. Everything goes up. Everything goes up just because you're on a streak of two wins against two quality teams. Come on, man.
So let me ask you. So they'll continue the practice, all those things. Now they're buying into what the coaches have been talking about during spring and all that kind of stuff. All that stuff comes together. So they continue from this point. They'll be a stronger and stronger team every week. Is that the way it works?
They got to play up to the level.
Right.
They got to play up. They can't play down to the level. They got to play up to the level, Earl. And that's what they've been doing these last 2 weeks, is playing up to the level.
But it's
coming out, hitting them in the mouth from Jump Street, and keep it going.
But it's kind of hard to – we're talking about still five more games. They can't help but play down to some of these teams. Hard to get up.
They can't afford to do that, Earl.
I know, but it's kind of human nature, right?
No. If they smell in playoffs, if they smell an 11-6 record, they got to play up to their level. Not that other team's level, their level.
You know, I don't – you know – you played the game, but I don't know how you can, you know, get up the way you were for Kansas City when it comes to the Panthers.
There's a notch. There's a notch that you got to turn up, Earl, in certain parts of the season. They're turning that notch up right now. And if they get to the playoffs, guess what? They're going to turn it up another notch. They got it, Earl. If Jordan Love keep doing what he got to do and keep this team right, they got it.
You know, hey, man, we out of time.
Time go by fast, man.
Yeah, yeah. What can I
Your
say?
Your hair looks good. I can almost can't see you behind that black board you got there.
Hey, man, we'll be in touch.
Love you, brother.
Likewise.
Tell Big Sandy I said what's up. Calvin, good job today, bro.
All right. We'll be back.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS.